You said goodbye to them individually. Now say hello to them together. Introducing the world's first bankruptcy superstore, TGI Lobster's Bed Bath & Big Lots 99 Cent Party City Store. Enjoy bland bar food, all-you-can-eat shrimp, dish towels, Mylar balloons, and whatever the f*** you bought at Big Lots for just 99 cents. Just listen to these satisfied customers.
Hey, is there a bathroom here?
TGI Lobster's Bed Bath & Big Lots 99 Cent Party City Store.
And this place is almost as depressing as Sears.
Now open in a former Spirit Halloween near you.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Hi there.
Say something nice to me.
Nice? You want me to say something nice?
Why should I do that?
Listen, buddy, it is National Compliment Day.
It's National Compliment Day.
National Compliment Day.
You're not that ugly.
Try again.
You're not fat. You're big bone.
You're not good at this.
You're not good at this.
Here, listen to these words.
Listen.
Your smile.
It brightens up the room.
You're the most beautiful, most amazing woman ever.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Now, that's a compliment.
Okay, my friends.
That's a compliment.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How does that even work? How do you get our live feature channel on the Alexa device and our live show on the Alexa device? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also find it. Search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast, which is a repack of the live show that we do each and every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, from 8-ish to 11-ish. And then we repack it. Drops around noon. You can go back through all the podcasts that we've ever done. We're in season 25 right now, so there's quite a bit of content for you to catch up with. There will be a quiz afterwards. And then you can even watch us on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces, The Mike Show VA. On the and that handle works for everything. Our Instagram, our Facebook, our YouTube, MySpace, yeah, and even X or Twitter. We haven't X'd anything or twatted. We haven't twatted anything in quite some time. So we're gonna have to remedy that, I guess. I keep saying that every time we mention the X Twitter. Or the ex-twatter, whatever it is, and we'll say something. It'll just say literally something. I don't know. So follow us, like us, long time. Coming up, finally, Friday edition of the program, and man, oh man. So my week is not over yet. All right, we got today, obviously, to plow through, and then tomorrow. We are going to be at Ballad Brewing in Danville. Ballad Brewing has an event going on tomorrow called Funk Fest, and it is going to be a funky, good jamming time. In addition to a whole bunch of bands, we've got Womp Show is going to be kicking things off around 3 o'clock. Caleb from Ballad Brewing is going to be spinning vinyl from noon until 3. And then we've got our great friends from Old Town Connector. They're going to be wrapping up the night from 6 to 9 and maybe a little bit beyond that. But the Sours is what Funk Fest is all about. And Ballad Brewing, if you're not familiar with it, Ballad is well known for their sours. They're just incredible, and we're going to talk about some of the unique flavors, and then some of the sours that were brewed specifically for Funk Fest. There are four really, really funky flavors that you'll only be able to get at Funk Fest, and then maybe a limited time beyond that. So we're going to talk with Jason Vader. Jason is the head brewer at Ballad Brewing. He's going to be joining us live around 10 o'clock this morning. So mark your calendars, mark your stopwatch, but set a timer for that if you want to learn more about the sours. And then put a pin in it and come and join us down at Ballad Brewing. It is, if you are anywhere near Danville, and then us up here in Lynchburg, it takes me about an hour 15 or so to get down there. And in it is worth the drive. I was talking with some friends yesterday about how much Danville has progressed, and not just with Caesars, the casino, which is a huge influx of capital there, but all their downtown revitalization, all these buildings are being repurposed into either residences, lofts, or really, really cool businesses like Ballad Brewing. Ballad is an actual functioning brewery that not only makes enough beer to serve in their tap room, which, by the way, their tap room is immense. It is like, it's like 6,500 square foot, beautiful bar, absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to show you some pictures from the Emo Night Karaoke event that we did there just last week, and it's phenomenal. But they not only brew enough to serve in the tap room, but they are a full service, full manufacturing facility that brews for distribution all over the Mid-Atlantic. They're huge in North Carolina. Their beers are legendary, and their sours especially. So we're going to be down there tomorrow. We encourage you, if you get a chance, to come on out and join us at Funk Fest. And if you're down in that area, please stop by. Say hi to us. We will have prizes and giveaways as well. We're going to be doing interviews, and we're just going to be on site having a great time with some great bands and some great sours, great beers at Ballad Brewing. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got the good news. Since it's Friday, see, we get you smart with five random facts, and then we get you even more smarter-er on a Friday with Nerd News. It's this weekend science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. And then we've got our top list. Today we've just learned that there is a pizza flavored cereal that is now a thing that exists. What can I comment? How can I?
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. I don't know. A pizza flavored cereal. Sorry, had to cough. So what would it be called? What can we name this specific pizza flavored cereal? Well, that's our top list. Top names for the pizza-flavored cereal. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
First, it was pizza-flavored goldfish snacks. Then, pizza-flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Because your mornings just aren't weird enough.
And now, you can recover after eating too many spicy wings at NFL playoff watching parties with pizza-flavored Pepto-Bismol.
It's pink, it's chalky, and it smells like pepperoni.
There's also pizza-flavored stool softeners and suppositories.
That's a spicy meatball!
Because pizza isn't just food, it's a lifestyle. Available wherever ridiculous products are sold. Warning, pizza flavoring may not improve your actual life.
No, it really might not. The Mike Show, hi. It's so darn nice of you to stop by. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch teamed up with Totino's Pizza Rolls for a new pizza-flavored cereal. Like as if we needed this for some reason. I have no idea. But anyway, so if you think pizza and milk sounds okay, well, you're not alone. But here's where they might lose you. It's also still coated in their cinna dust. So think pizza with cinnamon and sugar. That's...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably. I don't know. I'm willing to try just about anything. At least once. So... they're not selling it in stores because it's probably disgusting. You have to win a box by going to Cinnamon Toast Crunch's online store next Tuesday. They'll be up for grabs at 7 p.m. Eastern. They're only doing 1,000 boxes, so... yum. Here, there's a picture of it. I'm going to pop that up on our social media. Here you go. At The Mike Show VA, you can look at the live video simulcast broadcast, and that's it. That's the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Totino's pizza flavored, naturally and artificially flavored. How can anything be natural about that? That's an abomination. Well, that brings us to our top list. Great news. People who like awful food, pizza flavored cereal's now a thing. The only thing that's missing, besides appeal, is a name. Let's help it out with today's list. It's our top list today. Top names for pizza-flavored cereal. All right, here we go. Number one, Honey Nut Dominoes. Cap'n Crust. Brittle Caesars. Top names for pizza-flavored cereal. Lucky Parms. Honey Bunches of Sbarros. top names for pizza-flavored cereal. Divorce Guy's Dinner. DiGiorno's and Stoner's Delight. There we go. It's The Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's Friday. Finally, Friday edition. Thank you so much for stopping by. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by something much better than pizza-flavored cereal. I can tell you that. It's Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Oscar nominations are out. Ariana Grande was nominated for Wicked. Fun fact, she's the first nominee in history to weigh less than the actual Oscar. Amelia Perez and The Brutalist received the most Oscar nominations this year. But only because it's too early to qualify Happy Gilmore 2. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Totino's are coming out with a pizza-flavored breakfast. Or as single guys call it, pizza. And Post Malone has his own signature Oreo. The cream filling is a swirl of two flavors, weed and cigarettes. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Taking a look at the downtown Lynchburg Tower Cam position number one, looking up Main Street, there you go, in that direction. And the factory over there where they make clouds. Just kidding. All right. So it's 2025. We are less than a month into the new year. And lots of people are already feeling burned out already. And if you're in that group, here are some tips to turn things around for you. I am going to read this from the top down because number six kind of sums it up. Move every day. You can't just sit around doom scrolling all the time and feel good. Put the phone down every now and then and do something active, whether it's walking, yoga, drinking a beer, anything else you enjoy. Eat food that fuels you. That doesn't mean you have to live off salads and protein shakes, but you should aim for a balance that makes you feel good. There's a time and place for fast food and pizza, maybe just not every day. Find something that makes you happier to get through the day and do it more often. It could be time with family, it could be traveling, gardening, playing an instrument, any number of things, whatever makes you feel good. Get your stress under control. Stress is a drain, believe me, physically and mentally. So getting it to a more manageable level can have big effects. That's easier said than done, I know, but of course. But even small improvements can impact how good you feel. Limit caffeine and alcohol. They can be fine in moderation, but drinking coffee or alcohol too late in the day can impact your sleep. And bad sleep can make you feel less energized. So now, here, get a good night's sleep. Even if you follow every single piece of advice mentioned already, if you don't get enough sleep, you won't feel good. So at a minimum, try to go to bed at a reasonable hour, get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, and wake up at a consistent time each day. I'm going to tell you, obviously, I love my family. I love being at home. I love all that. Our bed is not the best. It just really isn't. And we probably should replace it. Probably should have replaced it years ago. But last week, we had an event down at Ballad Brewing. We got another one this week, and we're going to tell you all about that. We're going to have Jason Vader on. He's the head brewer at Ballad Brewing. We're going to talk about sours. But we had an event last weekend, and I knew it was going to run late, and I'm down there at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, you know, doing events. And this particular one was going to wrap up around midnight, and I was really just dreading having to drive back to Lynchburg, because I mean 29, that's the trip that just keeps on tripping. It's the road that never ends. It goes on and on, my friend. So if you're driving between Danville and Lynchburg, it just seems endless sometimes, especially after an event at night. I ended up staying, and this is not a commercial yet, but we are going to be talking to these folks. I ended up staying at the B.
Oh, no, not the B!
Yes.
Not the B!
Yes.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, no, my eyes!
No.
Eyes!
No.
Ah!
Nick, you're okay.
Ah!
You're okay. Rub some dirt in it. The B Hotel is in downtown Danville, and it's a converted, the building, it was their newspaper. It was the Danville B newspaper, and they took the building, the old building, and converted it. Very Craddock Terry-ish. They completely refurbished it, and the rooms are beautiful and just, I mean, really, really nice. But the bed. And the bathroom, and the shower with the great big huge rainfall spigot, and just it was absolutely positively top notch. And I got a flash sale deal on it, so that made it even nicer. So I have decided that that when I have to travel down there to do an event, I'm not coming back immediately that same night. I am going to book a room, and I did the same thing. I didn't get a room at the B this time for tomorrow.
Oh no, not the B!
That's right, not the B. But their sister property up the street. I got a room there that was also about as reasonable as the flash sale one that I got last time. So we're going to be talking with those folks about coming on and being a sponsor, so we can help promote their downtown and promote those particular hotels as well. All right, coming up, did we do the story? Oh yeah, we did it. Coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're also going to talk with somebody from the Lynchburg Community Market, either Sarah or Darius. They will be on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, look both ways for traffic.
Please do.
And someone in the room is bound to say,
wow,
maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, just thinking positively can help you live longer. Studies have found that optimism is associated with a lower risk of heart disease. People who score highly on tests of optimism live 5 to 15% longer than pessimistic people. It's also more fun. Number two, only one NFL player weighed over 300 pounds in 1970. Now, fast forward. By 2014, there were over 400 players in the NFL who weighed over 300. And now it's closer to 500 players, which is more than 20% of the league.
That's a lot of beef.
A lot. Number three, NFL, we got the meats.
After we do, let me come back to a little thing that is a pet peeve of mine with big guys in football. We can circle back to it.
Let's do it.
So one of the things that is always, as a big guy myself, whenever there's a rare moment that a large defensive end or like a lineman catches a ball and they get to run to try to score a touchdown, they can never just be, oh, look at him running down. He always has to rumble. Like, all the big guys rumbling down towards the end zone. Like, let him just say he's running. Like, there he goes. Why is he supposed to be rumbling or trudging?
Oh, he's powering through that.
Just look
at him try and run with those chubby legs. Anyway, I don't know. Number three. You know when you get a rumbly in your tumbly? Speaking of rumbling.
Rumble, I was going to say, did you do that on purpose, Mike?
Yeah, no, it's on the list. The technical term for the rumble in the tumble is barbarygmus.
Barbarygmus.
I knew barbarygmus. I met him once in Italy. Number four, Bob Marley. This is awesome. Bob Marley gave a songwriting credit on No Woman, No Cry to a man named Vincent Ford. Vincent ran a soup kitchen in Jamaica, and it was his way of making sure that the soup kitchen would be funded forever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So dude gets checks, like, you know, constantly. And then number five, by age 70, oh my, your body has shed 105 pounds of skin.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, maybe.
Yum.
And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 random facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. We've got Darius joining us from Lynchburg Community Market. How is it going?
Everything is going fantastic, Mike. I'm working on my 2024 reports, and the numbers I have in so far, it was another excellent year for our farmers and vendors. So as always, we'd like to extend a huge thank you to those in our community that always come and support our local vendors, entrepreneurs, and small businesses. It means the world to them and me. And it's always exciting for me to see that the market's always, it's an upward trajectory. So good stuff.
Very, very cool. And again, I'm really glad that you brought up that these are local farmers, local crafters, small business. It's not just a bunch of people with produce. These are people with families. These are people that support our local community. And there's all kinds of really good reasons to shop at Lynchburg Community Market. Not just the local angle, because the produce is fresher, the food is better for you.
For sure.
But then you get to support the local vendors and local customers, and
it's a win-win. And a lot of the craft items, it's one of the big things that people love about the market is that because you're talking directly with the creator of that shop, you can get so many custom gifts. You don't know how many custom ornaments and just clothing pieces and all this stuff that were made specifically to somebody's needs, because they get to talk directly to the creator of it. So it's way different than the big box store. So it's something special, something unique.
Absolutely.
And it's always exciting to see the people support that. So,
all right. So you had mentioned off air that there is a new traffic pattern that you're going to have for your parking lots.
That is correct. So the next phase of the Main Street construction project has now moved in front of the market. Fortunately, they worked with me and they were awesome at working with me, and they're only going to need to close one lane of Main Street. So this would have looked like a total mess before.
Yeah.
So they were able to work with us, and this is, I feel like, the best solution we could come up with. So the incoming lane to get into the market lot is going to be the same. You'll still come right down Main Street into our main lot. But rather than entering and leaving that way, it is now going to be a one-way circuit. So you'll come into the main lot. You'll follow the new traffic pattern in and around the lot. And then there's actually now a little connector over the tip of the awning that you will cross over and then exit out of the small lot side.
I was wondering how you were going to pull this off. How did they get that way it is?
Thankfully, there's no curb at all on either side of that, and it's rather flat. So I don't know if the original lot kind of was made for that before they introduced the awning structure, but it kind of made a natural little connector between the two lots, and we noticed that. So we felt like this is the best way to kind of keep the lots, both of the lots open, and two, make traffic flow as easy as possible. So the main thing that I want to make sure people know is that pedestrians exiting and entering the awning need to know to make sure they look both ways before crossing that that entry piece.
Yep.
We're gonna have signs and barricades up just to let people know that, hey, the traffic pattern's new, there's something I need to watch for now. But it's gonna take a little bit for everybody to get adjusted. But there are plenty of signs out there that clearly show the new traffic pattern. So so far it's not been crazy with people adjusting to it. But it is something different for sure to look out for.
Absolutely. We'll get down to Lynchburg Community Market. They are on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. And as evidenced, you can see they have their own parking lots. There's the new traffic pattern that we just showed you. So get down there. Where are you located on the interwebs?
You can find it at our website. That's LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. We definitely encourage you guys to keep an eye, particularly on those socials. As we go through this phase of construction, if there are any changes or if we have to do any additional rerouting of the parking lot, that's going to be the first place that we update it. So particularly in this next year, if you're looking for updates on traffic, that's going to be the main place that you go to. So
all right.
Please follow us there. And plus, we share all of our other fun goodies and events and whatnot there
too. Yeah. And the photos, it has been a big step up since Sarah has joined your team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It is incredible having not only a professional photographer, but graphic designer as well join the team. She's the one that drew the little picture of the lot with the new traffic pattern. And if I had to be the one to draw that, it would have been a lot more squares and squares and white space, let's say. So
I would have done it in crayon. That would have just been me. All right.
An asset to have her on the team.
Very cool. Well, Darius, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Really appreciate it, and we look forward to talking with you again soon, and get down to Lynchburg Community Market this weekend. It is The Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got Nerd News. It's this weekend. Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Incorporated.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition, Beer Friday. And we are focused on Ballad Brewing this Friday. We've got Jason Vader. He's joining us. Jason is the head brewer at Ballad Brewing in Danville. Jason, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This is great. Absolutely.
All right. Ballad. I love Ballad. The tap room is beautiful. It's enormous.
Yeah.
How long has Ballad been brewing beer? How long has it been in existence in Danville?
We opened our doors in June of 2017. So we've been brewing almost 8 years now.
Wow.
A couple months, it'll be 8 years.
Okay.
And it's been a really fun process to be a part of, because right at the time, the revitalization of the downtown area in Danville has really started to kick off. So we've been kind of, I don't know if I would go as far to say a cornerstone of that, but we've been a part of the revitalization of the downtown area since it's been really getting going since 2017. So it's been fun.
And I would concur. I would agree with you 100%. Ballad really is a cornerstone of the downtown revitalization. It's located in the Tobacco Warehouse District. And if you haven't had a chance to get down there, if you haven't been to Danville in you know, a while, really, you owe it to yourself too. I hadn't been down there in a couple months, and I noticed so much more progress that had been made in downtown. And then just walking, last event on Friday, I ended up staying over, and being able to walk from Ballad up to the hotel was just eye-opening. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. Not just our building, but a lot of the buildings around us were old tobacco warehouses. That was the big economy at the time. And whenever that all kind of failed and moved, and the town had to pivot a little bit, all these vacant buildings were just left. And so that gave some real opportunity, some people to come in and create a lot of different businesses. And we've had multiple restaurants open. Some new hotels have been built in the downtown area. There's a lot of parking now, which is really nice. And then, the other really nice thing is that above us in the brewery, there's a lot of apartment units too. So we have some clientele that are right above us and in the surrounding buildings too, which is really great.
Right. And as more of these buildings come online and are available for rental or for ownership, it's tremendous. That whole neighborhood is going to be centered around Ballad,
the casino just recently opening up too is a really good opportunity for everybody around here.
It is. Funk Fest is coming up tomorrow, and this is a huge event for Ballad Brewing. Tell us what we can expect with Funk Fest, and then we're going to talk about the sours.
Yeah, well, that's really it. Funk Fest is really to highlight our sour program. It's an opportunity for me as brewer, and then our brewers in the past, to really just kind of play with some ideas that we've had and see if what sticks, if anything. We've had disc jockeys in the past spinning funk music. We've had other bands. We've had food trucks. And we're doing the same tomorrow. So it's traditionally our biggest event of the year. It's a lot of fun. The only thing that I would give a warning is that there's not a whole lot of liquid. I don't make so much. So there's a risk of running out of some of these beers that we'll talk about. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's an all day event. It's an all hands on deck for the staff. But it's going to be a lot of fun for sure.
And we're really looking forward to this as well. We've got two great bands, plus Caleb's going to be spinning some vinyl early on. And we've got Womp Show is going to be at 3 o'clock, and then Old Town Connector from 6 o'clock on. Caleb's spinning some vinyl as well. Let's talk about the sours, and let's talk about what's going to be available. And then, you know, maybe if we have some time, we'll talk about the differences in the brewing process. What do you have coming up?
The four beers, we're doing four new sours this year. The four of them are pineapple habanero, spicy pickle, lemon meringue, and a tequila barrel aged Thai sour.
I am looking forward to trying all of those.
Yeah, I've tasted them, just, you know, perks of my job, and they are exactly what they say they are. And I'm really, really psyched about these beers this year.
Which one is your favorite out of those four?
I don't know. I could pick all of them, to be honest with you. But I think the one that I'd like the most, and probably the one that I would drink the most, would be the lemon meringue.
Really?
Yeah, you know, so this is the ironic thing about this is that I actually don't gravitate toward drinking sours. They're just not for me. But I love making beer for everybody, and a lot of people love sours. So the one that enjoy the most, I would think, would be lemon meringue. But I think the one that will be, if I could make a prediction, the one that'll be the most popular might be spicy pickle.
I was going to say that. I think spicy pickle is going to be a hit, and it's probably going to go real fast.
Yeah, that's what we've been taking bets all week between the staff of which one is going to run out first. And I predict spicy pickle, even though it's not my personal favorite. I think it turned out really, really good for what it is.
Nice.
And I bet that one goes first.
I'm looking forward to trying that. Now, we have some food vendors. We have a food truck in particular, and then there's going to be somebody that's going to be making pancakes and is going to be using some of the, you know, kind of incorporating the sours into, or at least pairing with their dishes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so as far as I know, the food truck is Gochujang, which have been friends of the program for a long time. They've been here several times, but they're attempting to pair their food for the day with the beers that we're debuting. So they should go really, really well. And the pancakes that are going to be available are going to have an option for the blueberry pancakes, which is our quarter release for our sours that we have in production size. So that's in kegs and cans all throughout the Commonwealth and North Carolina as well. So that's kind of a fun way to pair food along with the beers that we're doing. So it's not just beer, it's food as well.
Yeah, this is going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to this. And plus, we mentioned we've got plenty of bands. We're spinning vinyl early on. We've got Womp Show at 3, and then Old Town Connector wraps things up between 6 and until. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Tell us about the process of brewing a sour versus like brewing something like I typically like a lager. You know, the Highbridge, I think, from Three Roads is probably my favorite. And Black Lager at Ballad is I guess my second favorite. But what's the difference in the brewing process?
So the main difference for these is that after it's a normal beer until after the boiling process. In a normal brewing process, once it's boiled, we then transfer it to a fermenter where the yeast interacts with the sugar from the beer, and that creates alcohol. For our process at Ballad, we have a tank that's solely devoted to sours, and we have a continuing bacterial culture in that tank. So that then wort goes into our souring tank for a number of days, and the bacteria take the sugar and create more acidity, which gives it that sour taste. Once it's after, you know, a couple days or so, once that souring process creates the acidity level that I'm happy with, I then pasteurize our sour, add yeast into it, and then it ferments like it does a normal beer, you know, for lack of better terms.
Yeah.
After that is when I can, you know, add certain flavors. For blueberry pancakes, I add over 250 pounds of blueberry puree. So that gives it that color and blueberry. And then there's some organic extracts that go in with it. And this year I actually added organic pure maple syrup to it as well to give it a little bit extra flavor that I think worked out really well. But just as an example, there's like one more extra step that goes into a sour that takes a couple extra days, but it's a nice unique thing that we have at Ballad, which we take advantage of.
Now, you have like the coolest job ever.
I'm glad you think so.
I am a beer person and I love beer, but you have like the coolest job because you actually get to make it and tweak it and make it a certain flavor. And just that is literally that is the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's a team effort for sure with the help of, our front of house staff and our sales team as well. It's not just it's not just me that does everything. It's definitely a lot of people that are involved with it. I try to, just my personality, I like to stay behind the scenes and I like to tinker with things, but I let the people that are better at selling sell the beer and not me, but I do my fair share of consumption. Don't worry.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, I appreciate you stepping from behind the scenes to the front of the scene, telling us all about Ballad and telling us all about Funkfest tomorrow. We've got the Funkfest market as well. So check out the vendors that'll be there and you can get a complete list of those if you go to Ballad Brewing's Facebook page. And we'll link that up on this broadcast as well. You can check that out. Jason, anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
This is the first time we're doing the market, I believe. For Funkfest. Yep. So that's awesome. I'm really excited to see it. Yeah, this I want to reiterate, a bit of a warning that some of these beers may not last all day. So I would suggest getting here early and trying. We're going to have a flight station set up. It's four beers, so perfect for flights. And the staff is, I hope, well prepared for what's coming because it's going to be a fun day for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it as well. It's Funkfest at Ballad Brewing. Gets started around noon. It's going to run till 10 p.m. Three great bands. We've got vendors. We've got an incredible lineup of sours. So you don't want to miss it and do get there early if you want to try a particular one, including the pickle. Because I know you're right. I was going to put 20 on it, but, that's going to go.
I hope so. The other thing too, I want them to do really well, for my own, ego, I want them to be well received and everything, but I'm very excited to, I'll be here as well, helping out and saying hi to everybody and stop by and have a beer with me.
All right. Absolutely. Jason Vader, Ballad Brewing. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th Annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4-3-4.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This weekend, science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. I said be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown. In vacation news, we were wrong about what causes sunburns. A study found it mainly damages our RNA, not DNA. Experts say it could lead to sunscreens that are more effective. Okay. In moon news, the mini moon that got sucked into our orbit, sucked into your orbit, for the past couple months, was probably a chunk of the actual moon. Meanwhile, a different mini moon we spotted in 2004 finally got a real name. Cardia. Carpe diem? Cardia? Cardia? Here, let me see if I can get a pronunciation on this. Pronounce Cardia. Cardia? Cardio.
Cardia.
Cardia. Whatever. Okay. It's named after, and this is real, the Roman goddess of door hinges. Okay, that's a real thing. Yeah. Yep. In other space news, we found a planet with 20,000 mile per hour winds. And astronomers thought they discovered a new asteroid, but it turns out it was the Tesla that Elon Musk launched into space just for fun back in 2018. In dinosaur news, I said in dinosaur news, a study found the first dinosaurs probably evolved 240 million years ago in Africa and South America. All the continents were connected back then, so it was really just one big general area. And fun fact, by the way, the Appalachian Mountains, that run through our area, are one half of the mountain chain that also ran in Scotland. So the same mountains that existed back then, you can find them here in our area. You can also find them in Scotland. Maybe near my estate. Who knows? In compass news, the magnetic North Pole continues to shift towards Russia. It's and away from Canada. It's moved about 1,500 miles since we started tracking it in 1831. Navigation systems on planes and boats have been or have to be recalibrated every few years to compensate for the magnetic North Pole. And in robot news, China announced a Bigfoot race between humans and robots will happen this spring. Robots from more than 20 different companies will run a half marathon in Beijing against 12,000 people. The rules say they have to look vaguely human, have two legs, not four, and they can't have wheels. It's set for sometime in April. Can't wait to see that. All right, that's your nerd news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up again. It's your audio vault. Bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like this. Let's go straight to viral videos. A TikTok mom is going viral after showcasing all the weird stuff that was in her 12-year-old son's locker at school. They emailed her and asked her to send a trash bag with them because it was overflowing. There was normal stuff, but also stuff like two remote controls from their house and another odd discovery that he'll explain.
Headset, the school supplies that I just bought him would be in his locker. My personal favorite, reason why I'm making this video.
Come here!
The heck is this?
First of all, what is this? Why do you have this in your locker?
Let me explain.
Why?
It's Nicolas Cage.
I see that, yeah. If you're ever wondering what it's like raising middle schoolers.
It was in a golden frame, no less. A picture of Nicolas Cage. In a golden frame.
Oh, no, not the beast!
Yes, Nick.
Not the beast!
Yeah.
Ah!
All right, it's not that bad. All right. So, assuming that the TikTok ban was forever, a woman got a tattoo of a gravestone with the TikTok logo and 2016 to 2025 on it. I want to hear her reaction when her friends tell her it's back.
Wait, TikTok back?
What?
Wait.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Cheetos has created a new font for National Handwriting Day. Check out their commercial explaining how they created their new unique font.
When we designed the Cheetos font, we looked at over 1,000 different hand-drawn fonts. This is to make sure we had something unique and ownable to the brand. After all, this is more than just a font. It's designed in its purest form.
There's only one small problem when you're designing a Cheetos typeface. You gotta use the other hand.
Other hand font is perfection in design. It's our greatest achievement yet. It will change the way people think about typography for years, even centuries to come.
Yeah. Okay, so the reason it was made with their non-dominant hand is because the theory is your dominant hand would have Cheetos dust on it. Another woman is going viral after telling a story about how her boys played with their dead grandpa's ashes. Yeah. And may have even eaten them.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Here's Monica Long discovering the empty container that held the ashes.
The boys got pawpaw. They got him, and they dumped him out all over my carpet. And I didn't realize it was pawpaw, and I vacuumed him up. They may have eaten some of them, too.
Yeah.
Because Rami had the cap in his mouth.
Oh, good Lord. The trailer is out for Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of SNL Music. Throughout the years, an appearance on Saturday Night Live could catapult many music careers, especially before MTV and the internet. Here is the preview.
SNL has served as a time capsule through the decades for America.
The first thing that blew my mind was Devo playing Satisfaction.
There was also a message from Lorne. This is not just like a musical guest. We're going to make this a really important part of the show.
Saturday Night Live was one of the first platforms that played hip-hop music.
We were the first rap group to ever be on national television.
Please welcome my friends from the Bronx, the Funky Four plus one more.
That is the beginning of everything.
You invited Rage Against the Machine, the I Won't Do What You Tell Me band. That was their mistake.
It's really live. You could go rogue.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. There's no reason to do this song.
To me, it was the most iconic American television show of all time.
It airs on NBC Monday night. And by the way, this may be one of the only glimpses at a lot of the old video, because Peacock doesn't show the musical performances for SNL and their heavily edited offerings. SNL also makes YouTubers take down videos of the classic performances as well. One of Jeff Beck's guitars sold at auction for $1.3 million. It's his Oxblood Les Paul. It was immortalized on his 1975 Blow by Blow album cover. Here's some of a song from that album. 'Cause We Ended as Lovers. Which was gifted to him, by the way, by Stevie Wonder. And of note, Blow by Blow is Beck's highest charting album. It made it to number 4 on the Billboard album charts and was certified platinum. Not bad for an instrumental album produced by George Martin. Or not bad for a period. Not bad for an instrumental album, period. And it was produced by George Martin. So there you go. Punctuation is important, gang. Writers. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. For National Peanut Butter Day, which is today, here's comedian Greg Warren. Now, he used to work for GIF before his stand-up career took off, but he still takes things very personally, like the competition of our organic peanut butter.
Organic peanut butter? They've only sold like 30 jars of that stuff, right? You know what I'm talking about? The organic peanut butter? It's got like an inch of oil on the top of it. Looks like a science project on the grocery shelves. You know, well, Greg, that's how peanut butter naturally settles. Well, then cover it up. Nobody wants to see that. Greg, your peanut butter has preservatives in it. That's why it doesn't do that. Yeah, that's exactly why it doesn't do that. Yeah. Maybe we're trying to preserve people's appetites, right? Like, Greg, you just take a knife and you stir the jar and the oil goes away. Oh, now I'm supposed to help you make the peanut butter? Why don't you just hand me a bag of peanuts and a hammer next time? I'll smash them up myself. Me eater, you maker.
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News, and then we got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 4.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Da News. Dave Thomas is probably rolling in his grave. A couple weeks ago, a 25-year-old man in Kentucky named Manja James Wooten got into an argument with Wendy's employees. It started at the drive-thru. Manja was furious because his fries were cold. Things got heated. The altercation, not the fries. And Manja walked into the restaurant, pulled a gun, and fired a shot. A female Wendy's employee pulled out a gun herself and returned fire. Manja started unloading, shooting the Wendy's worker in the butt. In the
buttocks.
Yep. And another woman that he was with and who had come inside the Wendy's with him. So he shot her, too. It sounds like both women will be okay. I mean, at least health-wise. The Wendy's worker with the gun is in a legal mess now herself because she was on felony probation at the time and is not allowed to have a gun. So she's been charged as well. And then there's this. A man legally carrying a firearm in Florida was accidentally shot with his own gun when officers were taking it out of his pants. He warned the officers that he had a gun on him, and it went off when they were trying to secure it as a precaution. Here's the moment Jason Arrington is asked about his gun, and then Officer Mindy Cardwell accidentally shooting him in the leg when she tries to get the gun out.
You got anything crazy in the car?
Yeah.
What do you got?
A gun.
All right. You okay?
Thanks. Put the gun down.
Wow. Mindy was charged with incompetence and fired. Arrington survived the gunshot wound. And then there's this. This is just, good Lord. The internet is going wild over a mother who unplugged her baby's NICU monitor because she wanted to get the nurse's attention. Now, here is the interaction between the mom and the nurse and the reason that she called them.
No, you're fine. It's not an emergency.
Oh.
I just was going to see if you could bring me a turkey sandwich.
From...
They have them in the nourishment right there?
Uh-huh. She wanted a turkey sandwich. She claims that's how the nurses said she got their attention. Good Lord. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much freaking stupidity out there. Where's the good news? There it is. A contractor in North Carolina named Jake Jarvis has been doing free construction work ever since Hurricane Helene tore through in September. He pays for it with donations and money from his own savings. Here's Jake and some of the people that he's helped.
They're not getting help from anywhere else, so I couldn't give them an estimate. So I just said, well, I'll just do it.
Putting a closure to the whole thing, I think. It'll end it and let's get a fresh start.
The last people we got out, they hadn't been out in 90 days, you know. And they were elderly and they were walking a half a mile every day to get out. And we built them a river crossing and... People like that can't wait.
He was a godsend coming down through. He opened the roads up so you could get through.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?